Officials continue to account for those aboard Amtrak train 188. It derailed last night at around 9:30 in the Frankfort Junction section of Philadelphia near Port Richmond. At least five people were killed. Officials say dozens were injured and sent to local hospitals, including six critically. The train was carrying 243 people and was traveling from Washington, D.C. to New York City. Officials don't know what caused the crash, but Mayor Michael Nutter said the train was going into a curve when it went off the tracks.
There is a curve. We have no idea what kind of speed we're talking about, what else happened out there, and I'm not going to speculate on it. So there is, in fact, somewhat of a curve at a particular location. That's the only thing I can confirm at this point.
Emergency responders remain on the scene this morning, and WHYY's Tom McDonald is close to the wreckage. He's at Frankfort and Sedgley. He joins me now with the latest, Tom.
Well, Jen, if you look at this from overhead, it reminds you of a child's holiday train set that had jumped the tracks. Unfortunately, this one was for real. When you look at this situation, they are still trying to sort out exactly what happened here. Frankfort Junction is an area that you could almost see from Interstate 95. It's in the shadow of 95. And what's happened here is the train was trying to make the turn, apparently got separated from the locomotive, and the cars just made a zigzag pattern in this area. People are now waking up. The light of day is there, and there's a lot more that they can do here. They're trying to figure out exactly what caused this crash. The NTSB will figure that out in the long run, but for now, train traffic is horrible in the area, and it's going to mean people driving into work are going to have a lot more people out on the highways, so we're going to have to keep an eye on this as the day goes on to find exactly what's going to happen. Jen?
And don't leave yet, Tommy. So where, if folks have questions about their loved ones, where would they go? What would they do?
Well, right now, the John Webster School at Frankfort Avenue in Ontario is being used for that. And you can also contact Amtrak, and they will be able to give you the latest information. At this point, most of the people have been reunited with their families, and others are at hospitals having treatment for their injuries.
And we're going to hear from Mayor Michael Nutter later this morning.
The mayor has said he would give an update at about 11 o'clock. Of course, in the time in between, they're going to make a second sweep of the trains to make sure that they've gotten everybody accounted for. And now that there's the light of day on, that's going to make a lot easier because they're going to be able to get through and see things. Last night when this first happened, you just couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
Mayor Michael Nutter said early this morning they're still not sure if there are any passengers still inside the twisted wreckage.
I cannot say that everyone is accounted for at this time. We're still matching up manifest information with transports and all of that. That is a time-sensitive and tedious process that we have to go through.
The National Transportation Safety Board has sent a team to Philadelphia to do a complete investigation into the incident. Officials would not speculate if the train was going too fast for conditions around the curve where the accident occurred. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
WHYY's Tom McDonald is familiar with the neighborhood where the train derailed. He joins us live. Tom?
Well, if you look at the neighborhood where the incident occurred, it was in a light industrial area that used to be a heavy industrial area. If it had occurred a few hundred yards in either direction, it could have been a lot more problematic. In one direction, you've got residential neighborhoods. In the other, you've got the Interstate 95 corridor. So if you could say an accident of this magnitude happened in the right place, this was it. It happened on a turn as a train turns to go north. So they're going to be looking to see if there was an incident, if there was a problem with the tracks, or if the operator was exceeding the posted speed limit in the area.
Some victims who walked away from the crash or who were released from the hospital made their way to 30th Street Station this morning. WHYY Steve Trader is there where the Red Cross is trying to help some victims find transportation or to reconnect with their families.
So I'm here at 30th Street Station. I've been here since this morning. Spoke with a Red Cross who has an area set up for victims, some of which came straight from the scene. Some went to hospitals first and were released with minor injuries. They're coming here this morning to possibly meet with family members or catch transportation to another place. Red Cross is working with Amtrak to try and get these people where they want to go.
The National Transportation Safety Board is at hand on Port Richmond trying to determine why an Amtrak train derailed there last night, killing six and injuring dozens. WHYY's Bobby Allen attended an NTSB press conference with an update on the investigation.
So the NTSB official told reporters earlier today that they've recovered a black box from the train. And the final analysis of that black box, which is being examined right now at an Amtrak location in Delaware, the final analysis is going to illuminate many of the lingering questions about how this train derailed, in particular how fast it was going around the bend when it fell off the track.
WHYY's Tom McDonald is at the scene of last night's deadly Amtrak train derailment in the Frankfort section of the city. He joins us live with the latest. Tom?
Well, at this point, we have Mayor Michael Nutter coming back in about 15 minutes. And through multiple sources, we've learned he has ominous news that there is a seventh body that has been pulled from the wreckage. That brings the total dead to seven. And we don't have a complete number of injuries, and that's because we're not sure of severity of injuries, how many people are in critical condition, how many people have been treated and released from hospitals. Dave, the point right now is that they're moving into the investigation portion of this. They're going to look around. They're going to work. The most important part, the black box, the recorder that was on this train. It includes speed sensors, whether they hit the horns, whether they hit the brakes. And most importantly, a front-facing camera that should tell the tale of exactly what happened in this incident.
Joining me with more specific details is WHYY's Tom McDonald. Tom?
The reports that the train was going 100 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone at the time of the crash. Mayor Michael Nutter says they can't say that for sure until they analyze the black box. That's the data recorder that was on the train. They have that in Wilmington right now, and that data analysis is being run. The mayor says also, since he's seen the crash site at the light of day, it's truly a miracle that as many people got out there safe.
And we will continue to do all that we can until we are assured that we've accounted for all of the people we believe were on that train.
WHYY's Steve Trader talked with a few passengers.
Red Cross volunteers say that as victims arrived, some with arms in slings or blood-stained clothes, many were quiet and clearly in shock. One woman from Belgium was with family on the number 188 train. This morning, she waited as two relatives remained in Temple Hospital with more serious injuries.
It's a fear. You don't want to happen it again.
Another man visiting from Los Angeles walked away from the accident relatively unscathed physically.
I checked out of the hospital and I booked myself a hotel room. I'm extraordinarily fortunate.
By mid-morning, many passengers had already been transported by a car or bus provided by Amtrak. The Red Cross was setting up a second location at the Marriott Hotel downtown where family and friends could wait privately for those still in the hospital. For WHYY News, I'm Steve Trader.
What is it like to miss the train that eventually derails? Well, Brooklyn native Chris Cadwell was in Washington, D.C. yesterday for a conference that finished at 5 in the afternoon. He says he opted for dinner with friends and caught the train that followed Amtrak 188. He woke up in Philadelphia's 30th Street station, was told he wasn't going any further.
It's one of those circumstances where You kind of feel like maybe there is somebody watching over you.
After an overnight stay in a hotel, Cadwell got a bus ride home today. WHYY's Tom McDonald has been on the story since last night. He joins us now from the scene with the latest updates. Tom?
Dave, picture this. You're driving down a road. You see a curve ahead. You're going too fast. You look at the speed limit sign, and it's twice what you're doing, twice what the speed limit is. Robert Sumwalt of the NTSB says that's the scenario the train faced.
Maximum authorized speed through this curve was 50 miles per hour. When the engineer-induced brake application was applied, the train was traveling at approximately 106 miles per hour. 3 seconds later, when the data to the recorders terminated, the train speed was 102 miles per hour.
And there is a system that is designed to slow a train down automatically. But, according to Sumwalt, it's not installed in the area where the crash occurred.
We have called for positive train control for many, many years. It's on our most wanted list. Congress has mandated that it be installed by the end of this year. We are very keen on positive train control. Based on what we know right now, We feel that had such a system been installed in this section of track, this accident would not
have
occurred.
The issues that are still to be seen are what was the operator thinking and doing at the time of the accident? We don't know because the operator isn't talking, and the NTSB says they're going to give him a day or so to react and recover from the accident. Dave?
Tom, it's 6:07, so we're some 21 hours out from the crash. At this point, have all the passengers and crew been accounted for? And what's the latest on the status of those who sustained serious injury?
Well, for the passengers and crew, we're not 100% sure. They're still checking their list over twice. They don't know if some people just didn't make the train or if they weren't hurt in the train and didn't check in afterwards. We're not 100% sure, so they're still going over the list right now, and they cannot say that they know of all the passengers' whereabouts. As for those who are more seriously injured, they're in area hospitals, several of them, and we haven't had an update from here at the scene. Now, the investigation is going to go on for several more days here locally. It could take even months for the final report to be released.
And staying locally in the Frankfurt neighborhood, to what extent has it been disrupted in the interim?
Disruption is the day that they have here today. There is yellow police tape everywhere. If you're a neighbor here, you probably can't park because of the media horde. And it's not going to get any better, at least for the next day or so, as this investigation continues, Dave.
Is there any timetable yet when the derailed trains will be removed from the tracks?
Some of those trains have already been removed. There are workers here working now. I can tell you that they're going to be working for long hours because literally a tractor trailer full of porta potties were just delivered. So they are going to work as long as possible. Nobody is saying when this track is going to be fixed. The rails have been turned back over to Amtrak. The question now is, how long will it take to get Northeast Corridor back to normal?
And with that, let's talk about the commute. What's the workaround for commuters traveling between Philadelphia and New York at this juncture?
Well, there's a number of ways that that can be done. You can drive around the Philadelphia area. You can take a bus around the Philadelphia area. There are some SEPTA workarounds if you go to the SEPTA website. But right now, what is usually a normally easy commute is exponentially harder.
Thanks, Tom. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.